To those that are visiting with us, we're happy to have you. We would like for you to receive a card from us, which has a greeting and also some information we'd like for you to fill in. If you're visiting, just lift your hand, will you? Wherever you are. Our ushers are busy and they will get you a card. It's nice to see you and nice to greet each of you in church this morning. And we hope that you're enjoying the warmth. Thanks to Woody and Clyde Lee. I think we have a night shift that works here at night. The heat went off again last night, so we had a couple of fellows working all night, so they got it nice and warm. So we appreciate that this morning. And may take up a collection for them later on. We want you to note that this year we are promoting 100% score for 84. This is for our church attendance. We have a place for each Sunday, each month of the year, and we'd like for you to check it off right in the square. Say last week, January, you can put the number of times you attended worship. You might have attended somewhere else, but you were in worship. Maybe you were visiting somewhere. But we want you to have 100% score for 84. Now, we have little slips for this purpose. We also put this in the back of the bulletin messenger this week as a copy, identical copy, that you may cut out, slip in your Bible, and use this copy if you would like. So I hope that it will be beneficial to you and helpful. You will notice our lights this morning. There are 65 of them burning. And the last item on the page of your bulletin this morning tells you about the total we reached in our Lottie Moon Christmas offering goal. So for this we give thanks. We had a goal of 5,683. We reached a total of 65,44,94. And God has richly blessed us with our foreign mission gifts this year, for which we give thanks unto Him. The opportunities are here listed for you today. The evening service, we will be preaching on the way that seemeth right unto man. And then on Monday, the deacons meet. And on Wednesday, the hour of prayer, the other activities. And let me just by way say, if you have not received your TUIC, we want you to get that during January. And Mud Harrell has a handful of them, and she'll be happy to see that you get one. So if you haven't received yours, remember next Sunday morning at 9:30, be here in Sunday school, and you get around to it. Right? All right, let's stand and sing. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee today that God has the power to cast away darkness And he has the power to put on our souls the armor of light. We pray somehow today that as we come very humbly before him, that we shall receive this glorious addition that will enable us to walk in the paths of righteousness during this new year. Because we ask it in Jesus' name, amen. Number 491. He sat through two whole stanzas of this wonderful hymn, When We All Get to Heaven. How can you sit through that? Well, you just can't, can you? All right, let's go. Onward.
Onward to the prize before us. Soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open. We shall dress the throne of hope. When we all get to heaven. What a day, what a joy, and a day.
Now let's turn into hymnals to responsive reading 630. In the back of our books, responsive reading number 630. One of the most comforting passages, I suppose, in all the Bible we read this morning. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you.
I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
I am John, saw you heaven, and you earth, but the works of heaven and the works of earth will pass away, and there was not one city.
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
And there shall be no night there, and they be no candle, be the light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever.
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of this wonderful, wonderful passage of Scripture. Today, through our Sunday school, we gave out the My Witness Commitment cards, which will give an opportunity for you to share this year in prayerfully praying for, in showing an interest in some individual. There are spaces for 10 names. Perhaps you have just one name, or two, or maybe three. You do not have 10. But we would like for you to fill this card out, and this will be your prayer and witness list for this year. You will turn in one part, which will come to the pastor. This is not for the embarrassment of anybody or publication even, but it's just a matter that we know, that I know, that we share together our prayers in the common interest of reaching people for Christ. It may be that you would list your husband or some child or some other member of your family or the neighbor that you are keenly interested in. This has been the instrument of many people being reached for Christ. It has been used time and time again. We have used it before. And I hope that each one will take advantage of this privilege. If you did not receive one of these cards entitled My Witness Commitment, then you will just lift your hand very quickly and I will see that you get one. Just lift your hand. All right, I got somebody in the balcony. One over here in the center. Anybody else? Well, that's pretty good coverage we got through the Sunday school then this morning, and I appreciate the endeavor of making this successful. I hope that you will fill these in now, and you may just drop them in the offering plate. It will be fine, and the deacons will give them to me, and then we will know how we can share together in praying for these various needs. And then, of course, as the year goes by, hopefully we'll be able to check some of these off that God is blessed in such a way that they have been reached by his power and his goodness. Now we come to a time of meditation and prayer, and I hope that each of us will have a part in this. Shall we bow for prayer? Our Father, we thank Thee today that we have united our hearts in a spirit of prayer. For some of us, we have prayed for ourselves. Others have prayed for loved ones, and yet others for fellow members of our congregation. We do ask that somehow God might act. He is the strong tower of defense for us in every hour that we face. There is no decision that we make in life but what God is interested in our lives. And we offer praise and thanksgiving to Him for every deliverance that He has given to us. And we are mindful today that God has showed compassion upon us. And we acknowledge Thy goodness. And we pray now, Heavenly Father, that Thou shalt help us to still continue to serve Thee with all our hearts and all of our minds and all of our might. We pray especially Thy blessings to rest upon the young people of this congregation. We pray that these young people, young men and women, boys and girls, will be guided and directed in the paths that are right. And now, gracious God, today for our sick, those who are beloved to us all, we just covet Your help and Your presence. Some of them, Lord, so weak, struggling today against disease and other things of the body. We pray Thy blessings to rest with them. And may they know for certainty somehow today that God's people are lifting them up. Now take this service today, make it Thy very own, and help us to receive and to rejoice in what God has prepared for us. For it's His name's sake we ask it. Amen. We want to sing now hymn number 495. 495.
Thank you.
Father, accept the tithes and offerings of our hands and the devotion of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
I hope you will take opportunity and advantage of all the opportunities we have week by week in our church. Our women meet this week at 10 o'clock on Wednesday. And this is a very important meeting for our ladies. And then throughout this month, we have some very wonderful things and experiences that will be coming to us. The last Sunday in this month, we will have the opportunity of having a special music program on Sunday evening with Dolores Forehand and the choir, and we hope to have some refreshments. I haven't told the ladies yet, but we are looking at them. And we want to have a program that night that will be a real blessing. And then if things go properly and in order, about the last of this month, we will have Brother Moody Adams to come and share with us something about the Lebanon situation. So I trust you'll be praying, and in all of these services which we announce and which we have provided, just for the glory of God. This morning I wish to talk to you about something that is talked little about. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, "And whosoever was not written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Hell is no myth. Even though we have mythology and mythical stories going about in Greek mythology, I would like to share with you three or four things from the way of logic. I would like, first of all, to give you something of what atheists have said. Second, I would like to give you something of what scholars have said. Thirdly, I would like to speak to you about what the Bible has said. And finally, in conclusion, what God has said. What the atheists have said. You go to the encyclopedias, you will find all sorts of people saying all sorts of things about this subject. Some of them believe that it is just a nightmare. They ridicule people who have declared it. And they would say that we die like dogs, that our soul and body perishes in the earth, that we are just part of the clay and the ground of this universe. Therefore, they declare it is absurd to say anything about this subject. Others have said that hellfire is a riot of imagination of a genius. Or another has said it is a feeblest form of sentimentality to believe in a heaven, just as is terrible folly to believe in hell. The doctrine of material hell has gradually disappeared. It has disappeared from the sermons of preachers who preach. Another idea is that Milton's concept of hell was inconsistent with the character of God as revealed in Jesus Christ. To talk about such a horrible side was inconsistent, so this person said. Hell is a state and not a place. It has been proposed by some to live in harmony with, to understand, to be God's law is to trust heaven, and to live out of harmony with the law is hell. Some atheists believe that heaven and hell are the same place, that heaven will be hell to the man who loves things, evil things, and that there is no